righty, hour number three of our radio program. It is the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. You know, I think the only time in the history of this network that I've lost a bet was when I did NFL picks up against Sean Marash. Ever since then, I have never lost a bet. And it's actually ironic. I did not do this by plan. I'm wearing my Nebraska Cornhuskers collared shirt that I had to wear as I was Matt Rule parking cars at Bob's Bar. But since then, I just realized, make bets with people that never win. And that's what I did, because before the college football playoff, Hot Take Kiki said, Penn State, they're going to the national championship game. Here come the Nets. Drew Aller, wonderful quarterback. James Franklin, he's the best. National championship game. And I said, Penn State's not going to the Natty. And we made a bet. And the bet was simply this. If Penn State got to the national championship game, Zach Gelb would have to dress up as a Penn State Nittany Lion. But if Penn State lost prior to the national championship game, Ryan Hickey would have to dress up as the team that Penn State lost to, their mascot. And without further ado, we could put him up on camera. Here is, as a leprechaun, Ryan Hot Take Hickey. Your hat, by the way, looks like it has erectile dysfunction, if I'm just being honest.
Oh, I thought it looks like it's excited. The opposite of ED, it's pretty high.
I don't know, it looks a little limpy.
I don't know.
You know, you could be in Wicked.
At least I don't have to paint my face green, so I guess that's the...
Have you seen Wicked? Did Lolly make you go see Wicked?
No. She's seen it, but I have not seen it.
No,
I've heard the soundtrack a million times, so I feel like I've seen it, but no, I've not actually seen the movie. But I know the character.
Slow start, picks up in the middle, good ending. That would be my Zach Gelb review.
I did see Wicked as a play, so I don't have to say it as a movie.
Yeah, it's a little different, but...
Okay.
Yeah. No, it's, you know...
I'll take your word for it.
You want to do a little Mad Dog Russo, a little gummy, and you go see the movie, I think you could enjoy it a little bit. But anyway, how you been since... We've last seen you, and we had the Penn State Lions lose the national championship.
Well, since I saw you on Friday last, I have been better, but this kind of brings back some of the PTSD of that game, so still not great. Still not great.
Yeah. What have you been doing to try to get your mind off of the game?
Try to avoid a lot of college football content, which is not easy.
Especially when you create a lot of college football
and
content.
And essentially impossible, so... I've been, yeah, this is the one time where working in sports sucks, to say the least.
Yeah, by the way, sucks. I need a good picture of you. Can you just turn to me so I can get a good picture of Ryan Hot Take Kiki dressed up as a leprechaun? Just come on, give a smile.
I'm smiling. Right. This is the best I can do. I'm not going to be happy.
All right, ready? Look at me. 1, 2, 3. There we go. You look miserable.
I feel miserable.
The only time you looked more miserable was after we basically berated you on the air. And we played a montage for you with your wrong prediction. And then I made you stand next to Stu right after Stu's Notre Dame Fighting Irish won the semifinals to get to the national championship. You did not look happy in that fight.
I was not. I was still in a stunned disbelief state of mind at that point.
Well, last time you were here, we played you the montage and I gave you a donut. I was nice. I gave you donuts.
Sure. Yeah. Sugared me up.
I don't have any donuts this time, but I do have this for you.
It's the Hickey Hex.
We're going to make him sit through it again,
I don't know
folks.
How Notre Dame moves the ball offensively. I really don't. I've tried to look at it. Jeremiah Love's injured. He's gimping around at practice. If he can't run, I think Penn State showed you with how they're able to contain Ashton Jeanty. They could stop any rushing attack. And then if Riley Leonard has to throw the ball, he ain't beating anybody. He ain't beating anybody. He ain't beating anybody. He ain't beating anybody.
Second and 8 for Leonard. Takes the shotgun snap. Looking right. Going to throw wide open. He's got Greathouse. Catches to the 30. Oh. Cuts back to the 20. Jaden Greathouse is going to walk in to tie the game. What a throwing catch. 54 yards. Leonard to Greathouse. And Notre Dame strikes back with 4:38 to go.
He's not even looking at me,
in
folks.
The Orange Bowl.
I think they won by double digits.
Give me the
you
cold shoulder.
You think they're winning by double digits?
I do. I feel really good. Dangerously good, actually.
How many points are you going by? You say double digits. That's
I think like 11. I say 27-16.
Quick snap for Aller. Looking left. Can't get it out. Now pressure coming. Aller throws. Loose ball. Yes! Intercepted. Christian Gray picks it off at the 42-yard line.
Sad
Notre
leprechaun.
Dame will get the ball back with 33 seconds left in the the game. What a big time pick from Christian Gray.
Is this the day? Finally, James Franklin breaks through and wins a big game? I think it is.
Mitch Jeter lines it up. He's ready. The orange pull is on Mitch Jeter's leg. Good snap. Good hold. Kick on its way. And the kick is good!
Yes!
Mitch Jeter with 7 seconds left gives the Irish a lead. 27-24. Notre Dame is on the precipice.
I feel really good. Dangerously good, actually. Dangerously good, actually. Dangerously good, actually. Dangerously good, actually. Dangerously good, actually.
Hot Take Hickey strikes again.
I don't know why. The first time you were just in stunned disbelief when we played that for you, and you were purple. You turned purple.
It's hard to hear.
I think you were more mad this time.
No, not mad per se, but it still hurts a little bit, you know? I don't regret anything I said, but...
So
it sucks
now,
that it wasn't right.
Now you are going to the national championship game together.
That is correct.
I'm surprised you're going, because you are. I understand the career opportunity. It's awesome. You go to national championship game, you cover it, but you are a wounded, and I mean a wounded human being. And from a therapeutic standpoint, you're going to the game and you're going to have to watch Notre Dame, the team that just beat you, go up against Ohio State, who also beat you this year. That's got to be tough.
Yeah, not ideal, but you know, I'm a grown adult. I've gotten over it. I'm gonna move past. I'm not gonna allow a loss to, like you said, take away a great career opportunity and go to an event I've never been to before. Mm-hmm. It's gonna suck. I'm not rooting for either team to win, so it's gonna be tough to, you know, sit there and watch one team celebrate, but I'm a pro, or gonna try to be a pro.
Yeah.
Big difference.
I wonder if there's a moment. Now, the good thing when you go to the national championship game, the college football playoff committee, the food is spectacular.
Okay.
They do it. The buffet that they had last year all throughout the game, the desserts. So you'll have some depression food there for you if it's the same as it was pretty much last year. The food was very good in Houston. Now,
okay.
Could you have a little bit of food drop off in Atlanta, but usually a gracious host city. So I think you'll have some good eats while you're there.
All right. I'll take it. I'll take it.
I'm going to be monitoring something. I probably shouldn't tell you this.
Okay.
But you know how like people will go before a game and like scout their next opponent and things like that?
Well, some people do it legally, others do illegally.
Okay,
but
fine.
Yes.
Still on that. That's fine.
No.
That's what losers do. They dwell in the past. It's fine.
I'm just saying, some teams want to follow the rules.
I'm going to be scouting you during the game. And I want to see how often you're cheering for Notre Dame, because right now you're not very fond of Notre Dame because they beat Penn State.
Correct.
But you did grow up with the Brady Quinn fathead. You grew up with a blue and gold wall coloring. You grew up as a Notre Dame fan, so part of you has to be rooting for Notre Dame to win this national championship.
So I have a lot of family members that are still huge Notre Dame fans. So obviously...
You want them to be happy.
I want them to be happy, but I think when it comes down to it, I will be rooting for myself to be right. I'm picking Ohio State. I'm not rooting for Ohio State, because I don't really hate Ohio State maybe the way other Penn State fans or other Big Ten fans do. I feel like I respect them. Like I don't root for them, but I respect them. So it's not a hatred. There's more respect.
I'm sorry. You're giving these serious takes and you're in this oversized hat dressed up as a leprechaun and the rest of it. Now, do us a favor. Be our Vanna White here for a second. Just can you
this
stand
is how
up?
I feel.
Yeah. Stand up for a second just so people can get the whole turnaround.
You see my body?
So the vest is a little small. The jacket is good. Now Hickey is Randy Mossing the camera. Despicable act. And the pants are a little tight, right? You would say the pants are tight on
you. Well, yeah, you know they're. I guess they're meant for leprechauns. Thankfully, I'm a little taller than your average leprechaun, so maybe that's why they're a little short on the bottom. But
yeah.
Otherwise,
probably would have been better if he had like Santa dress up as a leprechaun. If we're being
he would have fit right into this, perfect. Especially the pants, without a doubt.
But what do you do with this, by the way? Like,
I mean,
are you going to take this home with you?
It's yours if you want it. If you want to wear it on Monday, if you want to wear it, you know, if Notre Dame wins and has a victory parade, you want to go to South Bend,
Hickster,
you can be my guest.
I appreciate how naive you could be in this. I know I've lost a lot of weight, but if it's tight on you, I don't think that's still
Stu, do you want
me.
It, Stu? Stu, you should wear it for the game, Stu.
For the game. The vest looks nice.
Wear it for the game.
Maybe Stu, if they win, wouldn't you wear that on the air coming up on Tuesday?
Yeah.
I think Stu would do anything.
Should wear it on Monday.
So you think You're taking Ohio State to win.
I think Ohio State will win. Yes.
How dangerously confident are you?
I feel pretty confident. Not as confident as I did about Penn State beating Notre Dame, but Ohio State's a better team than Penn State, and I think Notre Dame's injuries only got worse. I feel pretty good about Ohio State. Pretty good.
Okay. Like, what kind of score are you thinking?
I think like 27-13. I do think Notre Dame's defense will do a decent job at slowing down this high-powered Ohio State offense, kind of like what we saw Texas do. But the receivers are too good. There's too many receivers to cover. And that offensive line where you lose your left tackle in the Penn State game, he's not playing. Your right guard may not play. This defensive line for Ohio State is right now feasting on everybody. I don't know how Riley Leonard and co. get more than one touchdown. 27-13, a little bit lower scoring, but this is a game where I think Ohio State's in full control the entire time. It never really feels in doubt, and they win.
Stu, do you have any follow-ups for Hickey based off of his prediction? Because I think he gave us a lot of good audio right there.
Yeah, so you said, what, 27-13?
Yes.
You said 27-16 for Penn State Notre Dame.
That's correct.
But you were really, really confident about that one, but
that's
less
correct.
About this one?
Yes. Just because I'm trying to show Notre Dame a little bit of respect because they made me look foolish this time last week. So I have to, I feel like, lower my confidence just a tiny bit, even though Ohio State's a better team, because Notre Dame, I feel like, has defied the odds for a large part of the season. Would you not disagree?
Yeah, I would say so.
So I'm going to show them a little bit more respect for continuing to defy the odds. I think Marcus Freeman's a great coach. They have his guys ready to play. Their pass defense is great. So it's not like, you know, I could sit here and say that, you know, they have no chance.
So you think Penn State is still a better team than Notre Dame?
Yeah, I do.
You do?
I do.
Okay. First off, who won the game?
No, I'm not saying Notre Dame won the game.
But
I think Penn State blew it.
Had no ability to win a big game this year. They haven't won a big game all season. Notre Dame, at least, was able to beat Georgia and then beat Penn State. So they don't have to go for something?
Yeah, and that's why I said my confidence is a little bit lower.
Okay. Just asking. Asking.
Yeah, I think with how that game played out, I mean, I don't think anyone's saying that Penn State was a bad team in that game. They choked it away.
Yeah, the quarterback sucked.
They gave it away.
Quarterback.
Had it in the bag and gave it away.
Now, I see you're already getting excited for next Penn State season.
I like the fact that they have a lot of their key players coming back. I am very excited for that. I am. Aller, two running backs. Their defensive end denied Dennis Sutton, who could be a first-round, probably be a first-round pick this time next year. Got some safety help back. Their offensive line, 4 to 5 guys are back. I like the fact that they are running it back. We're trying to as much as they can.
Okay. Will you fall for Penn State next year?
I mean,
it took you a while, but you fell late for them.
I am optimistic. I am. When you look at Ohio State, what they're replacing, I mean, they're losing. Ohio State.
This is like putting the drugs in front of the attic,
Ohio
folks.
State.
That's what this
reloads,
is.
Right? They don't rebuild, they reload. They have talent on talent on talent. Mm-hmm. But they brought everybody back on their defense this year. Those guys are all going to the NFL after this game. Offensively, they're losing a lot. Despite keeping Jeremiah Smith, they're losing the two running backs, losing their quarterback, losing some offensive linemen. Like, the reality is Ohio State's losing a lot to graduation in the NFL draft. So is Oregon. Not saying that Penn State's going to win the Big Ten right now, but I think right now, if you handicap it, I think Penn State should be the favorite.
So Joseph Voorhees in the YouTube chat says, referring to you, or maybe he's referring to me, but I think he's referring to you, this bum is trying to jinx the Ohio State University. Also, Billy Wolf, this is a reverse mush since Hickster is a secret Notre Dame fan. Any response to those allegations?
First of all, like I've said previously, the reverse mush, jinx, whatever, does not, the intentional mush does not work. So if I truly wanted Notre Dame to win, just like, by the way, last week when I wanted Penn State to win, what did I say? Penn State's going to win. It's not, oh, Notre Dame's going to win. Hopefully I'm wrong. And Penn State has no chance to win this game. I told you Penn State was going to dominate. And guess what? I was wrong.
Yeah.
But the intention, if I sat here and said last week, Notre Dame's the better team. Penn State can't win a big game. Notre Dame's still winning the game no matter what I said. And so Ohio State's still winning this game no matter what I say here. There's no intention. The intentional mush does not exist.
Okay. Can I just give you my prediction right now?
Sure.
And I'm subject to change this. This is my one spite pick of the year. I get one spite pick where I could go against my journalistic integrity, whatever that means. And I'm just picking one team because I like them better than the other team. Because I'm with you. I think Ohio State should win the national championship. And it scares me that Ohio State did not play a great game up against Texas and was still able to beat Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And Sark, the play calling, just horrible on second down. Just absolutely abysmal. Makes no sense to basically pitch the ball to the nine when you're 1 yard away from getting a touchdown. But anyway, I'm just doing a spite pick here. I'll take Notre Dame 23-20 or Notre Dame 27-23, something like that. And it's purely just based off spite. And also, would you agree with this? Let me just ask you this. Because if you line them up pound for pound, Ohio State's a better football team than Notre Dame.
Yes.
Who do you trust more? Marcus Freeman or Ryan Day?
I will say I do trust Ryan Day, with the caveat being as long as Lou Holtz does not appear publicly between now and Monday. That's the formula. So you want a formula to win, and this is, you know, I'll put more on your plate and Sampras' plate. Get Lou Holtz on the show.
Oh, that's a good,
you know,
good
what?
Job.
Lou
Way
will say.
First smart thing you said in years.
Fifth team is soft. No reason going to run the ball down their throat. Ohio State's about to softy. And you know what Ryan Day's going to do? He's going to get in his head. He's going to try to run the ball down Notre Dame's throat. It's not going to work. He's going to play right into the Irish's hands. They almost beat him last year with that same philosophy. They could beat him this year. As long as Ryan Day, and the reason why he lost to Michigan is because this guy tried to be Mr. Tough Guy and say, we're not going to win. We're going to out-tough you. Lost. If he tries to be Mr. Tough Guy, Notre Dame wins.
Now,
as
hold
long
on.
As Ryan Day does not try to be Mr. Tough Guy, I trust him more.
Is this actually Lou Holtz? This is, I just searched Lou Holtz. Is this Lou Holtz? That's Lou Holtz.
I think he does a podcast, I
this
believe.
This is his Twitter account. And that's, you're seeing that. Verified coach Lou Holtz, 88, College Football Hall of Fame coach, speaker, author, analyst, aspiring golfer, and magician.
He's alive. He speaks. He does media. He's not, you know.
Aspiring golfer and magician. Is this a fake account? I don't know.
No, I think it's real.
It's got 170,000 followers. So if someone's doing that, 170,000 followers trying to fake us, fine. He quote tweeted. He put out a video. Ohio State has the talent, but Notre Dame has the heart, the culture, and the defense to win this game. Stay patient, run the football, and trust the process. Notre Dame wins a close one by three. Remember, we are Notre Dame, and they ain't. Now, to your point about Ryan Day. If Notre Dame doesn't win, it's because we want to preserve Ryan Day's job. I was originally going to be at the game in spirit, but now I'll be dragging my body along as well.
Oh, Lou's going, huh?
He quote tweeted Pat McAfee, what if there is a Coach Holtz sighting at the national championship game? That was a conversation.
I think that should change the betting lines.
Okay. You picked the Broncos to beat the Bills last week.
That's right.
That was your spite pick because you hate the Bills.
No, that was my smart analysis upset pick that unfortunately did not come to fruition after what was a promising first 2 minutes.
Yeah,
that's 7-0. I'm like,
by the
look
way,
at me. Genius.
You want to know how we're in Hickey's head about the wrong predictions? I seen two tweets from Hickey recently. One was a quote tweet about something. He's like, see, but everyone says I get something wrong. And then the other
one. When did I say that?
It was like a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago. I got to go back and find it. I forget what it was, but I was perusing through Twitter and I saw it. And then you were the first person. Bo Nix threw that touchdown. You had the tweets ready to go in the draft.
Bodacious.
you had pictures and tweets ready to go in the draft. So, I know where you're going. I know the Hickey playbook. Ravens, Bills. Who do you got this week, brother?
Ravens. Tell me how you're, like, how, like, honestly, how are you stopping Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry? How are you doing it?
Josh Allen.
Josh Allen can't tackle.
Go blow
that,
for blow.
That Bills defense, they did a great job stopping the run against Denver. If you can't stop the run, and right now, I mean, they ran right through Pittsburgh. Baltimore did. Ball control, I think, would be in Baltimore's favor. I trust their defense. By the way, their defense, which has been abysmal pass, in terms of stopping the pass, has been a lot better the second half of the year. I like Baltimore. Better team.
All right, so you like Baltimore. Eagles, Rams. Who do you like?
Eagles. Tough matchup for them. This is a tough hour. It's going to be a close game. I like the Eagles, though, at home.
Chiefs, Texans.
Chiefs.
Lions and Commanders.
I like the Lions, but the spread's what, 8.5, 9.5? I like the Commanders to cover. I think Jaden Daniels has success on that secondary that's still banged up in week for Detroit. I think it's a close game, but I think Detroit wins.
Okay. Two more things for you, and then we'll let you run. Kevin O'Connell. You think there's any merit here with this contract stuff, with his deal being up at the end of the year and what happened 2 weeks ago?
I mean, there should. No, if you're the Minnesota Vikings, there's no doubt about it. You keep him, you extend him. I think he's still a top five coach. He got outcoached by one of the better coaches there in the league in Sean McVay. I still trust him a lot. Now it's just about, I mean, he does have to coach better in the playoffs. That is a concern. Now 2 years in the postseason, two bad losses where both your quarterbacks and both games don't play very well. But I still trust Kevin O'Connell, no doubt about it. You're moving on from Sam Darnold. You absolutely have to keep KOC.
I saw a tweet, by the way, with the Vikings. On December 30th, 2024, Sam Darnold's a Super Bowl caliber quarterback. Who tweeted that? Ryan_Hickey3.
I started the show yesterday when filling in for JR. The three hardest words of sports radio, or really anybody has to say. I was wrong.
Easy for you, though. You say it a lot.
I don't know. Still doesn't make it easy.
Give me three guesses. Cowboys job. Go. Who gets it?
Kellen Moore and who cares, honestly. Because Jerry's hiring a yes man.
Hire.
Jerry's hiring a yes man. He's not hiring Deion Sanders. He's hiring someone that's going to take his orders, that's going to play around or play nice, I should say, when Jerry tries to pretend to be the GM. And so, like, there's no one you can actually say that's a fit for the Cowboys job, because all it is just you're Jerry's, like, servant, essentially. Yes, master. You'd probably say, yes, Mr. Jones. Yes, Mr. Jones. Whatever you say, Mr. Jones. Jason Garrett, Mike McCarthy, not distractions. I'd probably say Kellen Moore. He knows what to deal with the Jones family. He's not a threat to the media or Jerry's fame.
Yeah. He's Jason Garrett.
And attention. That's my guess. I can't even give you two more, because honestly, who the hell would sign up for that?
Okay. Now, when we get to the rest of the cycle, I think Ben Johnson's going to be the next coach of the Raiders.
Really?
Yeah. And I think Ben Johnson's starting to become so insufferable. I love watching his offenses, but how selective he's been, he's just looking for the most control, and the Raiders are going to give him whatever he wants.
Why is that insufferable? That's smart. And you take a bad job.
Here's why.
You get in trouble. Why not be with what he has in the situation? Why rush to a job that's not good?
But you wait. If he takes the Raiders job, what are you selling me on? Outside that you just got the power. You're in a tough division and you have no quarterback.
I agree. That's why I don't think he's taking it. Okay. I think he's going to the Bears.
You do?
I do.
Okay.
I think he's working with Caleb Williams, that offense they have there. I think he'd be stupid not to, frankly. That or Jacksonville. I would work with Trevor Lawrence. Easier division.
I would go to Jacksonville. That's what I would do.
But I'm with you with the, like, what do you say? Tom Brady's there. Okay. I would trust him kind of blindly, because we don't really know what Tom Brady's like as an exec. Other than that, I'm with you. Like, what the hell are you selling me on? Nothing.
Okay. And last thing. Out of these three names, who's most likely? Is this hat starting to itch you, by the way?
I don't know. This thing, I can't keep it in my head.
What happened to your eye? You have green coming
out
of your eye.
There we go.
Out of these three names.
I wish I had some gold in here. At least that would make it better.
Who's starting week one for the Steelers next year? Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, Justin Fields.
Wow. I will say, gun to my head, I will say Justin Fields.
Okay. I think you should actually bring this leprechaun suit to Atlanta. I think you walk into Magic City, get some lemon pepper Lou Wings and that, you know?
That would make me feel a lot better.
Have a few singles with you, get lucky.
My sorrows would be gone from Penn State. Oh, forget about that loss. No doubt about it. Those wings are heard. Just erase your memory.
We're getting blackout Hickey at a strip club to kind of drink away your pain from Penn State. All come out then.
Maybe I'll have another reaction video predicting a national championship 2025.
That would be something. Alrighty. Can you just explain one last time why you're dressed up as a leprechaun?
Because I said Penn State was going to beat Notre Dame. There's no chance the Irish are going to win. And unfortunately, as we all saw on Thursday night, I was wrong.
And who'd you lose that bet to?
One Zach Gelb.
Okay, thank you. I think my work's done here. I appreciate you taking this public shaming of you.
No problem.
He is Ryan Hot Take Hickey. Hey, that was a whole $26.99 off Amazon. We'll take a timeout. We're coming on back. You know, I'm a little disappointed, Stu and Hickey. So he took off the vest immediately when the segment ended. And I go, all right, we got to take a picture. So Stu and I, we line up next to Hickey. We take a picture. And then I'm like, oh, we got to take another one. But he already started to undress himself. And I said, can you just put the vest back on and the hat? And he goes, I'm too busy. He goes, I got a show to produce. Now, it's 5:30 p.m. Eastern. What has he been doing all day? He goes, that's a top six day. There's a lot of work for me to do. JR comes your way in 30 minutes. Now, I love Hickey. Love him. But I think that was more of Hickey not wanting to put back on the outfit rather than him not having enough time. Come on. What is enough time? Like,
45 seconds. Come on.
What do you have to do tonight to produce JR's program? Seriously. Like, Hickey probably already booked two guests. You know, they have the top six segment. Like, what you need, like, audio or stuff for that? Get a few other audio clips and that's it. JR's not one of these hosts that needs 10,000 audio clips to do a radio program. He's not someone that, like, is very needy. Like, he's kind of like me. You show up, you talk to producer a little bit beforehand, you know what you're doing, and that's that. There's a lot of other shows around here that if Hickey said that, I'd be like, oh, okay, fine. You got to get 4,000 audio clips. You got to make sure the YouTube stream is working. You got to do this. You got to do that. You got to do this. You got to do that. The idea that he was too busy to put a jacket on and a hat on again and take a photo with us. Come on. What are we doing here, folks? What are we doing here? So, I don't know about you, Stu. I thought it was more painful the second time for him having to listen to that montage.
Yeah, and especially doing so in the outfit, I think, did not help.
It was like the total humiliation hour. It really was. But I at least give him credit, because there's a lot of other people that would weasel their way out of bets and would try not to pay off their bets. Did Perloff try to ever weasel out of a bet? Because I saw someone in the YouTube chat, Craig said, at least Hickey pays off his bet in a timely fashion, unlike Perloff. Now, I remember there was one thing with Perloff, Maggie, and EJ that I indirectly got involved in. And Spike, let's be real. I love Spike. Love Spike Eskin. But how he, as someone that is a leader and always has a vision and always has an opinion, how he let Maggie, I think this was last year, where something happened and Maggie's team lost but covered the spread or something like that.
I vaguely remember this, yeah.
And Maggie had to, or Perloff had to dress up as a Bills fan, Maggie had to dress up as an Eagles fan, and EJ had to dress up as a Patriot fan.
I believe he borrowed
one
of your jerseys.
He used my jersey.
Yeah,
my Matthew Slater jersey. That's how I indirectly got involved. Maggie lost the bet, though, correct?
Yes, I remember there was like a technicality that the team lost, but covered.
The spread, right?
Yeah, the spread played a factor
in it. Yeah, so it's who won the game or didn't. Like, that to me what it is, and how Spike allowed Maggie to weasel her way to make sure that EJ and Perloff were going down with her, that the Titanic was sinking, and there's a life raft there, and Maggie was like, nope, we're not just letting one person go to life raft. All of us, we have to go down. I didn't love that. Love Maggie, but I thought that was a bad moment, and I thought Spike, right, we're looking for a leader of men in that moment, a leader of men and women in that moment, and Spike just dropped the ball and made everyone just go down with Maggie in that spot and have to wear, I guess, like the rivals team or things like that. Like, what did EJ do? You gotta wear, I think, give EJ my Patriot jersey, have him then wear my jersey. It made no sense to me whatsoever. But anyway, it is the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Real quickly, let me just get to this. The NFC North, Stu. How do you look back at it now? Bears disappointing season. Minnesota was the Minnesota of old. I'm surprised we haven't heard from Scott in California this week. But Minnesota was the Minnesota of old. Good postseason time. And you had the Green Bay Packers not take that next step. The only team that is still there and looks like a strong team, now we'll see if they can survive all these injuries, are the number one seed Detroit Lions. You look back at what you thought of the NFC North before the year, and you say what right now?
Obviously better during the regular season, I thought. Like, I thought they would get three playoff teams, or could get three playoff teams. I didn't think the Vikings were going to be that team, though. I thought the Bears had a better chance going into the year to make the playoffs, or maybe have 9-10 wins, just finish outside of the playoff spot. I think the Packers are the one, to me, where I thought they would be in that mix with the Lions and Eagles, and they clearly were not.
In terms of my level of disappointment, I would say the Bears are one in that division and the Packers are two. The Packers need a number one wide receiver. I think that's obvious. But where we were at, like, Thanksgiving, it was, wow, you got three potentially Super Bowl caliber teams out of the NFC. And the Packers didn't live up to that hype. Minnesota misled us in 2 weeks. It's two games changes the whole way we view their season for a team that most didn't even have going to the postseason before the year start. But the Bears just couldn't get out of their own way. And now we'll see if the Lions could save it. So what was touted as the best division in football for most of the year, is it the best division in football? Because you look back, AFC North, it's just the Ravens. You know, Steelers were frauds. Bengals didn't make the postseason. The Browns stunk. The AFC West, Raiders stink, but the Broncos impressed a lot of people. The Chargers impressed a lot of people, and you still got Kansas City. I would still say NFC North or AFC West. Who do you think had the better year up until this point right now?
I think the NFC North, because they had two teams with, you know, 14-plus wins. Yeah.
I think the NFC North's a better division. The AFC West was more impressive. Because the Chargers and Broncos, you know, you could have told me one of them made the playoffs before the year started. Both of them? Yeah, I didn't see that whatsoever. All righty, Zach Gelb Show, Infinity Sports Network. Let's take a timeout. Final one of the day. We'll come on back. Got one more segment to play. Update time first. Here is Zach. All righty, this is Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Earlier in the show, we played audio from LeBron James on the New Heights podcast. This was the audio from LeBron James saying he once played pickup hoops with Michael Jordan when LeBron was 16 years old.
I was 16 years old. I was sophomore high school, and I was able to get on the court alongside. I was on the court with Michael Jordan, Antoine Walker, Penny Hardaway, Ron Artest, Michael Finley, all these guys.
Who guarded you?
Nobody. I was unguardable. Listen, I was 16.
Well,
I was
high school sophomore.
I'm busting ass, man.
It's
I was
time
nervous.
To show up.
I was nervous as hell, being out there with MJ and the rest of those guys. But
Are you kidding me?
I was like, I'm about to go crazy, and I did, man.
That's awesome, man.
I did.
I'm busting ass. Could be a drop, by the way. That used to happen each and every day when there was a certain morning show here, many years ago in that producer studio. There was a guy that was letting a few farts loose just throughout the years. Whatever happened to that guy? I don't know. We've never seen him since. That guy was Marash. Never even know how to remember his name. But I did wonder, I go, that's the first time I heard that story. Not the Marash part. I'm talking about LeBron James. And I go, there has to be something else out there if that's a true story. This can't be the first time he's ever shared that. So one of the names that he mentioned was Ron Artest. Well, Ron Artest was on Podcast P. That's Paul George's podcast. And this is Ron Artest recalling LeBron James as a teenager going up against Michael Jordan in that pickup game.
Everybody knew who he was. He was already famous. I'm like, all right, cool. I want to see what he got.
Mm-hmm.
And he was cooking. Like, he was 15 or 16, posting, getting to the basket. And I'm like, this is going to be a huge issue.
Right.
You know? And for sure it was.
Three more years, huh?
3 more years. He right there. I mean, when I saw that, it motivated me. I'm like, I got to go to work. I mean, ain't no, he coming in the league cooking. I was not like that at 15.
How old were you?
I'm 5 years older than LeBron. So I was 20 and maybe going on 21.
So you knew right away. Yeah, he
could have won pro right then, honestly.
Yeah, really?
100%.
That's kind of crazy, Stu, when you listen back to that. There's, you know, an age gap. LeBron, you know, 15, 16, whatever. Ron Artest, 20, 21, 22, in that range. And just Ron Artest seeing how good LeBron James was at that age. And how better he could actually get made him work even harder is really a wild story when you kind of look back at it.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you hear these stories, and like I said earlier, sometimes they get a little fabricated, but I mean, at 15 or 16, can you imagine? Like, that doesn't even seem real. That's like eighth grade, freshman, high school, like that. It gets MB, like, nah, you know, that's just ridiculous. I know it's LeBron James, but it still seems like too good to be true, if you will.
So this was 25 years ago, right? LeBron is 40, 30, 20. Yeah, so that'd be about 25 years ago. It's a shame that this didn't happen like LeBron was in 15, 2-3 years ago. Like, there could be footage of this. But everyone now has a cell phone in their hand, and there would be so much footage of this. And I don't know what with Michael being there and right all the other big names, if there were cameras that were really allowed. But I would love to see a video of LeBron just absolutely just dominating Michael Jordan. Not that I have any care in that debate, and I think Michael Jordan is the greatest player of all time. But how passionate people are of this debate where they make Michael Jordan to be the greatest and LeBron's a bum, or the other way, LeBron James is the greatest and Michael's a bum. It's kind of like politics, really, if you think about it. You know, one's a Democrat, one's a Republican. If you love your guy, you're the bad, and the other person is the worst person in the world, and vice versa. Could you imagine, though, for like the staunch Michael Jordan believers, if you just see 15-year-old LeBron James just blowing past Michael Jordan or yamming in his face, that would be wild. Shep once actually I remember Shep came into to our studio 2 years ago, and he overtook the show with an opinion about LeBron James, and it blew up. For an hour, I'd take phone calls about Michael versus LeBron, and he totally overtook the entire show because he had such a like, it wasn't, I don't want to say crazy hot take, but he was just so adamant that Michael's the guy. And personally, I think Michael's better than LeBron. But he just went, you know how Shep gets with the NBA and everything. Just such a firm opinion, strong opinion. And for an hour, and it's the radio I hate the most, LeBron versus Michael. I hate it the most. That or Brady versus Belichick. I hate it the most. And I had to take phone call after phone call after phone call after phone call. But it would be kind of funny because, like, I'm envisioning Shep right now and how much he supports Michael Jordan over LeBron, which, once again, no issue with. If you then saw, like, that person, that P1, have to deal with the video of a 15-year-old LeBron James just blowing past Michael. Or you remember Jason Tatum a few years ago when he dunked in LeBron's face? You just see LeBron James just dunking in Michael Jordan's face. It would be pretty fun. All right, anyway, it's time to answer Ask the Pros question of the day, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Alex in Dallas says, Zach, who do you think will be the next head coach of the Dallas Cowboys? You can submit a question by tweeting at INFSportsNet or at Zach Gelb using the hashtag Ask the Pros. Thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Nick Harris joined us earlier. He covers the Cowboys for the Star Telegram. And for the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. And he joined us and he said the three names that he thinks will get the job, if you take a guess. He said Pete Carroll. He also then did go on to say Aaron Glenn. And the third name that he gave was Kellen Moore. I think it will be Kellen Moore. That's who I think will get the job. However, if I, Zach Gelb, was Jerry Jones, and you put me inside the shoes, the body of Jerry Jones right now, I would have an honest conversation with myself first, and I would relinquish my GM title for two names. Actually, three names. Bill Belichick. Call UNC. Call Bill. See if he's interested. Then after that, Pete Carroll. And if I had to give you a third name, Belichick, Pete Carroll, if I'm getting an established guy, I don't think they would do so. I'd call the Steelers and see if you could trade for Mike Tomlin. Those would be the three guys and the only three guys I'd be willing to hire. Pete Carroll, Mike Tomlin, if you could pull that off via trade, and then Bill Belichick. And I would be open to Ben Johnson. I just don't think Ben Johnson is going to take the Cowboys seriously because of the way that Jerry Jones just controls that entire organization. But that's the way that I would approach it right now. And this is the Dallas Cowboys, for crying out loud. We gotta get these big brands back to their standards. Like, the Steelers standard right now is unacceptable. The Cowboys standard right now is unacceptable. The Raiders standard right now is unacceptable. There are big brands here. And too many times, you know, I'm the guy on the radio that has to get in front of the microphone and just verbally undress these teams. And, like, we don't talk about the Raiders ever positively. The Cowboys, yeah, a few years, right? 11, 12 wins, but then postseason time, LOL. And the Steelers, like, 9 to 12 wins, 2011, 2015, Cincinnati Bengals. That's what you guys are. It's embarrassing. It's pathetic. And you know how the truth, you know how I know the truth hurts? I've seen some people, since I said that they're the 2011-2015 Cincinnati Bengals, who's this guy? Anything, do anything for clicks? And then there's a lot of comments on the internet, but he's right. He's right. He's 100% right on his analysis, because that standard in Pittsburgh used to be about Lombardis. Now it's not. I texted with the former Steelers player. It wasn't Willie Colon, because I know we just had Willie on, so that's why I said it. But I texted with the former Steelers player, who we all know pretty well. You know, I'll say his name. Bryant McFadden. B-Mac. We love B-Mac. And I texted with B-Mac during the Steelers-Ravens game. And I go, this is rough to watch, man. He goes, Steelers used to be about winning Super Bowls. They're not about that anymore. And he just wrote back, this is embarrassing. That's what he said. Text me. He goes, this is embarrassing to watch. Now, I don't think Brian McFadden is advocating for Mike Tomlin to get fired. You know, I don't think that's the case. But kind of shows you, guy that's won before, it's embarrassing. Willie Colon, look how fired up he got. You know, the Jets kind of expect that, right? Other team to play for. Steelers, you don't expect that to be the way. All righty, that will do it for the Zach Gelb Show, Infinity Sports Network. Appreciate our leprechaun, Ryan Hot Take Hickey, for joining us in studio today. You know, if you want to look back at Hickey in a leprechaun suit, just go to YouTube. All of our shows are archived. Unless if we do something of a copyright violation where they take it down, which, you know, sometimes happens. Not that we know that knowingly. You know, we do that unknowingly, and then we find out, oh, that this violated that, whatever. Also, big thanks to Nick Harris for joining us. Really good insight on the Cowboys coaching search. Samter, Stu, thank you. Ack, thank you as well. We'll be back tomorrow at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific time. And coming up on the extravaganza tomorrow, Glover Quinn is going to stop by. And I believe Danny Cannell as well. Yes, Danny Cannell too. So we'll get closer and closer to divisional round weekend and also the national championship game on Monday. All righty, talk tomorrow, everybody. We out. Bye-bye. Have a great Wednesday. Peace.